Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die. Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 26th day of March, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, it's not breaking news, but the headline on Drudge has to do with this woman, her stage name is Stormy Daniels, and her going public about her affair with the Donald Trump 12 years ago, and the alleged threats have been made against her. I think this will be a tempest in a teapot. That's my opinion. The president has some excellent legal minds working on this, and hopefully it will go away and no longer be an issue for very much longer. A proper tip of the day. I know many of you out there, you're city folks, you're thinking about starting your hobby farm and so forth. And probably, depending on where you're going to be, there's a high likelihood that you'll be wanting to get a chainsaw. So your proper tip of the day is to make sure that if you are going to be using a chainsaw, you do the following. First of all, get some instruction on how to use one properly. These things are incredibly dangerous, powerful tools. Get yourself a pair of Kevlar chaps. Seriously, my neighbors don't wear them, but I do. And you can see the repairs on the Kevlar chaps that would have been serious injuries from just barely touching the leg. Kevlar chaps, helmet, leather gloves, leather boots. Seriously. Special helmet is not just a construction hard hat. It has a face shield and earmuffs. You need both. You want to preserve your hearing. Many of my neighbors, once again, operating equipment for decades, have suffered hearing loss. You don't need to do that. The proper protective gear is something that I really do strongly advise. That's your proper tip of the day. Okay, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com, and this is Firearms Monday. And we talk about anything and everything to do with firearms. If you've got a question or comment, anything to do with firearms, the gun culture, firearms legislation pending, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. Hopefully, everyone on your end is doing well, and our best to your ride.
Well, thank you. She is doing somewhat better and having some improvement. And Jimmy, I should mention I have a lot of new listeners that I met in Dallas over the weekend, where I was a keynote speaker at the Hear the Watchman conference, and just got back from that yesterday afternoon. Well, Jimmy, everybody looks forward to the firearms tip of the week, and what would that be this week, sir?
Well, our firearms tip of the week is torque. And we're not talking about your muscle car versus your daily grocery getter in torque. We're talking nuts, bolts, screws, and washers. Ladies and gentlemen, I recommend, especially with summer coming on now, some areas, as in the Southwest out here, we get drier, so humidity comes out of materials. Along the coast, with storms and summertime and everything, humidity goes up. If you've got any rifles or anything that have wood stocks on them primarily, but we do want to cover the synthetic stocks as well, take and go through each one of your guns and get out your good screwdriver set, not the meter ones that you use for chisels and everything else. You should always have one light new screwdriver set that you use just on your firearms. And go through and check all the frame, action, scope, screws, everything, and make sure they're all tight. This time of year, things will start to loosen up maybe just a little bit. And if you spend more time on the range, they'll loosen up a lot. Not only can it just affect the way that you're hitting the target or your just basic shooting is to begin with, it can become very dangerous. I've actually seen this happen once. I had a gentleman that his scope bases were not tight and was out there doing a string of shooting and frustrated because he wasn't hitting anything. And the scope actually came off and hit him in the forehead on recoil. Not only was it embarrassing, it also damaged the scope and wasn't too good for his ego. So get your screwdriver set out, go through, and I'm talking handguns, hand rifles, ladies and gentlemen, shotguns, every one of them, check them all out. And if you've got ones that tend to loosen up on a regular basis, you stop by your local auto parts store. I'm going to put a shameless plug in for O'Reilly. It's one that we have out here with a great bunch of guys, and plus there's a veterans discount. Get the blue Loctite, not the green and not the red, the blue Loctite, and use just a drop of that on threads. Now, if you're using the blue Loctite,
explain the difference. Right.
The red Loctite is permanent.
Right.
Okay. The red Loctite is permanent. That stuff, it will cement threads together. The green is designed for if you've got a screw that you don't want, like it's a long screw, you don't want to take it all the way out, but you still need to Loctite it. You can put a drop in there and it will follow the threads around and you don't have to take the screw all the way out. The blue is designed that you can use a hairdryer to warm up the area around it and it will soften the Loctite and you can take the screw back out.
All right.
So
now, the gunsmith I work with, when it comes to torquing certain screws, he'll use a tool that will tell how many pounds of torque are going on that screw.
Yes, sir. I've got that. That's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. You can judge your armorers and your gunsmiths if they do use an actual torque wrench. I've got a small click type torque wrench that's measured in inch pounds, And that, whenever I'm on a either checking out a build or checking out a customer's gun or installing scopes or anything, that is right on top of the bench, and everything gets torqued to a preset setting. And a tip on that, John, I know how us guys are, and when you're using a click-type torque wrench, as you tighten it down, you'll feel it get tight, and all of a sudden it will click, and it will allow it to jump past the setting. Well, that means that you've reached that torque. That does not, guys, mean click plus a little bit. It means click, and that's it. I've actually seen a couple of guys that like the click plus a little bit, and someday that's not going to pay off very well.
No, no. You're second-guessing the expertise of engineers with different metallurgists and engineers that are specially trained to understand how much force aluminum or steel or whatever it is, tungsten or titanium, can take before any damage occurs. And attempting to second guess these men with that level of expertise is not wise, is it, Jimmy?
Oh, no, sir. No. Because you've never had frustration till you twist a screw off. And it's either in the action, which is where it normally happens, either bottom or trigger guard screws that actually go into the frame and the action that hold things together. Or it's a specialty screw that, A, it's difficult to get, and B, it's even more difficult to get it out because you just don't drill and easy out these screws. They're very, very tiny, ladies and gentlemen. So if in doubt, contact your armor or your gunsmith and ask them if they can check the torques on your setting. Most of them will do it for nothing. You bring it in, explain to them that this is loose, what do you need to tighten, and they'll educate you. Because a good gunsmith will over-service and undercharge. And they'll become your friend. So that's our tip of the week, and it'll pay off in the long run, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
We had a good gun show up in Albuquerque. Well, actually, it's south of Albuquerque in Las Lunas this weekend. So didn't get into late last night, but got a good night's rest and got up and got running. Now we're ready for the week again.
All right. Well, tell us what constitutes a good gun show, Jimmy, if you would, please.
Well, a lot of people will, for them, for a lot of dealers and everything, a good gun show is sales. And believe me, I don't need a good sales. It keeps us going to the gun shows. This one wasn't anything overly great on sales or anything, but we had a good time talking to customers and educating them and learning a few things. But I had it just Sunday to sit there and talk with a guy that shoots on a regular basis. Now, up at, everybody knows about Camp Perry, ladies and gentlemen. That is the holy grail of most target shooters and everything, is to get to go and compete at Camp Perry. But up at Raton, they've got the Whitting Center up there, and it's NRA long-range shooting facility. And now they've got, he was telling me, they've got two new ranges out there opened up to 2,500 yards. And they're going to be inviting the International Extreme Long-Range Shooters competition this year up there. And once that gets hammered out and we've got a date, I fully intend on going up, and if nothing else, just hanging out and talking to people and watching the competition, because that is one where the best of the best come out.
Oh, yes. And, yes. You can learn a lot by attending competition like that, and it's not like you're at NASCAR or a football game and you can't get down and talk to the people actually doing it. Typically, it's not all that crowded, and you can actually get close to the competitors, maybe listen to their conversations, watch them do their setup, the equipment they use, the protocols they go through to get all set up to, in preparation for their competition. It's a real learning experience, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. And I'm, and for you guys out there that are gear guys, most guys are gear guys. We see the latest and greatest, neat little thing, and we've got to examine it more closely. And you get to go up to these chutes and walk along the firing line. Of course, they will have areas on there that you have to stay behind during particular, like during the shooting event itself. But before that, during setup, or after when they're doing points tallies and stuff like that, you can walk along and you can talk to the shooters and comment about their gun. And I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, they are more than willing to talk about their gun and equipment and their sponsors. These guys, ladies and gentlemen, are like the Bass Pros that you see out there. They're funded by bullet companies and powder companies and rifle companies and everything else. And they'll have all the patches and everything showing their sponsors on their jackets. And they're just regular people like us for the most part. There's a few of them that are a little uppity, but they're common folks, and their uppity isn't anything like the Hollywood uppity or anything else you see. Met a gentleman named Weiss about 5 or 6 years ago. At the time, he was in the top four in a military AR-15. It's a M16 clone. Everything is just exactly like the military version and allowed certain changes to it, but shooting 5.56 at 1,000 yards, that's an accomplishment, ladies and gentlemen. Doing it and doing it consistent with that little bitty bullet is a challenge and a half. But had a chance to talk to him, and some guys told me, oh, he you know, really doesn't like to talk to people. He standoffish and everything, and I got a chance to talk to him for a little bit, and I found out that Mr. Weiss was not uppity, he was bashful. And it was quite humorous. Once I figured out that the guy wasn't avoiding questions or anything like that, he just wasn't really good at talking to people. And I just acted myself and everything, and I asked a couple of particular questions and made a couple of comments about a couple of things that I really liked and his setup. And all of a sudden, the guy just opened up like two old friends sitting there having a beer after a barbecue. And the guy was bashful, John. He wasn't uppity. And it was really, really cool because guys were like, wow, how'd you get him to open up and everything? And I didn't want to tell them, and I didn't. I just said, found something they'd like to talk about.
Right.
And
right.
But they will share information, ladies and gentlemen, left and right. And in fact, I watched Mr. Weiss talking to a younger gentleman, probably in late teens, possibly early 20s, was commenting on one of his strings, and the kid was evidently a big follower of him. And was talking to him, and the guy opened up and he says, well, how is your trigger position? How do you hold your gun? And the kid, and I sit there and watch this guy troubleshoot and explain to the kid exactly what he was doing wrong in his mind. And the kid was just ecstatic. He couldn't wait to get out and go down to the other end of the range and try it out on the regular shooting area. So
Hold that thought. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The call number is 800-313-9443.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th of March. Monday, the 26th of March, visiting with Jimmy Gensling. For prior Desert Eagle Shooters, that website is deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, there was a bunch of youngsters and their parents had gathered in Washington, D.C. This past Saturday, day before yesterday, making their wishes known that certain rifles be banned from ownership. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my thoughts on that is if you want to see the original version of this, go back to the 30s and look up the Hitler Youth. What was done in Washington, D.C. is almost a carbon copy of what happened in Germany prior to the disarming of the Jews. I mean, right down to the speeches, to the rhetoric, and everything else. And this little twit named Hoag, if you do a little research on him, you'll find out that he's a real piece of work. He is not the little darling that everyone makes him out to be. He's pretty much less than scum. And, you know, if you're really interested, John, here in a little bit, I'll tell you what I really think of him. But there was a video on YouTube that came up on, I believe it was Friday night, before this was all going to take place. And that kid went into a long, profanity-laced rant on everything that was wrong with everyone that wanted guns and wanted to own guns and had guns and supported NRA and this and that and how they were going to take over. And it was interesting that YouTube itself pulled the video down after it was up for only a few minutes. And from what I understand, there's some captures of it made that are out there. But they pulled it down because if that would have run and gotten a lot of hits before the march and everything, a lot of people probably wouldn't have shown up to that march. It's disgusting. And I'll be quite honest with you, I'm not going to listen to some 15, 16, 17-year-old kid tell me about constitutional rights and liberties. When they have worked for a few years, paid taxes, and griped about things. Uh-oh, I got two cats in a fight. I'm sorry. It irritated me to no end, and I was really glad that I was at a gun show talking to people instead of having to put up with that on the networks.
Right. Well, let's go to our first caller here. We've got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Jimmy. Hey, yeah, you know, I spent, you know, after that draft debacle back in the 70s, I spent years angry with the United States government until I started figuring out that it was never the government that was doing this. This was all basically another banker-run situation, and common Americans were simply just getting caught on the inside of the door again. These young people are just a bunch of tools, and they don't know anything about anything. But they got mouths. That's too bad. They should be 30 before they're allowed to use that. I did have a comment, and I hope it's not too terribly off topic, but it was with respect to self-defense and that kind of thing, or neighborhood groups, which I actually want to mention something about it. There's been a situation that has basically manifested itself here all of a sudden, although it's been coming for a while, and it begins today, and that is the release of the gold-backed petro yuan, which, and then Saturday with Tim Spencer, I opined that I wouldn't be surprised to see a gold-backed ruble and the gold-backed ruby, because Russia's got more gold than China. But what's going to happen is, at some point, and here's the question, at what point in time does enough of the sweater unravel that it's not a sweater anymore? This is going to unseat the dollar as the dominant currency, and then our dollars are going to flow back. It's going to create hyperinflation, which is going to create a situation like they have in Venezuela, where everybody's, you know, chasing down zoo animals and eating them. But in which case, you know, and this is where I'm going with this, it puts an exclamation point behind everything preppers do.
Let's finish your comments after the break here, Rick. Yes. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. Hold on, everyone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. At my presentation in Dallas Saturday, I showed a couple of images from my website. They're there for anybody to look at. Images of continents with new coastlines. I could hear members of the audience gasp when they saw the 1957 image from the TV show Highway Patrol, just after I had shown the image of the Navy map that I worked with the Navy veterans to recreate. When you're looking at one, you're looking at the other. Important work, you need to be aware of it. Of course, also at my website, you'll find the energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. I use mine every night, and when I traveled to Dallas and back, a road trip, 10.5-hour drive time, I had my energy cleaner on the seat of the car. And it helped me arrive refreshed and ready to go. The energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. Helps you have more energy, get better sleep, and, of course, mitigate pain. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And you send me a check. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, yes, I do have a toll-free order line. Let's see if I can find that here. It's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooter. That's desert eagle shooter.com. Rick, let's wrap up your comments so we can go on to our next caller, please, sir.
Yes, of course. What I would like to say, and let me see if I can encapsulate this, is that with the possible destruction of the petrodollar, that kind of ruins our ruins our supremacy around here, and it's going to wind up with hyperinflation. And not to mention the fact that the rest of the people in this country, the deep state, has aggravated damn near everybody in the world. And so they can also buy yuans, which is, by the way, gold-backed. They can buy a yuan and then use that to buy oil. And if they want, they can trade it in for gold. This puts us in a very, very dangerous position. And I haven't been this concerned about anything in quite some time. And I don't know if my concerns are well-founded, but I certainly think that they are, and I want to inspire everybody to take a close look at everything they're doing with respect to prepping, and quite possibly you should add this to the list of your U.S. Liberty exercises, because I think this is probably one of the things that's going to manifest itself soonest. So, that was all I wanted to say.
Okay, Rick, we appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next caller here is Dennis in Indiana. Good morning, Dennis.
Hi, I can barely hear you. I think it's just my phone, but I just wanted to make one comment about that the kid, the Hog, David Hogg, or whatever his name was.
Right.
When I seen him on the news yesterday, you know, he talked about how he not against guns, or ownerships of guns or any all this and that, but, you know, he says, even my father, his FBI father, has all kinds of guns, all sorts of guns, but they're locked up for him. He's not supposed to get them. But, I mean, does he just think, just because he's doing what he's doing or getting paid or getting promoted to be the up-and-coming, you know, the up-and-coming generation telling us all what to do. Does he just think that law enforcement only, or the military is the only ones allowed to have a gun under our Constitution? You know, I mean, are they the only one that's lawfully permitted and nobody else can have their, defend their rights of the Constitution or defend their property or their loved ones? Anyway, I got to go because I can't hear you.
Okay.
And I'll listen to it over the radio.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
We'll have some response here. My understanding, Jimmy, is that there was some big money behind what happened Saturday from George Soros, from media outlets, Hollywood, leftist, communist. I saw the stage set up there. It was set up like a rock concert, very professional. You know, that kind of equipment doesn't pop out of the ground. That's typically there's companies that specialize in leasing that equipment for an event, and you're looking at probably, I would guess, just maybe $100,000 to $250,000 to lease that equipment and have it set up. All the permits have to be gotten from the National Park Service, for example. A lot of work behind the scenes to make that kind of thing happen in the professional, organized way that it happened. This is not a bunch of high school kids doing this, is it, Jimmy?
Oh, no. The list of people that I saw included Soros, Planned Parenthood, put in a lot of money into it and just think they just got another infusion from our tax dollars. And Black Lives Matter. And there's just, the list goes on and on. And I'd say your assumption on the cost of the stage, $250,000 is probably closer to fact. And yeah, somebody paid for all of that. And it wasn't high school students.
Well, no, obviously not. Well, what I'd like to see happen, and I have not been active in Second Amendment matters for quite a while, but I'd like to start seeing more coalitions being formed between the Second Amendment people, the pro-life people, the homeschoolers, there's a lot of commonality between these different groups, and I believe there needs to be, from what I'm seeing, more emphasis on these seemingly disparate groups coming together to share their resources, both people resources and money resources, to reach these common goals in homeschooling, right to life, Second Amendment. There's other matters, I'm sure, that could be drawn into this. Property rights, for example, could be drawn into this and have more bang for our buck in terms of influencing United States Congress, the various state legislatures, and even at the local level. What do you think, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, organizations are trying to do that, but my question keeps coming back to all of these millions of people that put Trump in office, all of us that got out there and supported him and got him elected, where are they right now? They've got him elected. It's like, okay, we got him in here. Now let's let him take care of everything. I'm going to go back to my football. I'm going to go back to my basketball. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to stay active.
Right. Well, if we can get 5% of the adults of this country to become even somewhat politically active, that's enough to turn the tide, in my opinion, to accomplish our goals of freedom and liberty. What do you think, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. The fact remains, and I've got to look up the data again someplace, but the gay rights movement and everything consists of less than 1% of the population. Actually, it's a percentage of a percentage.
Well, you're confusing two. I need to correct you here, Jimmy. You're confusing two things.
Okay.
You're confusing the number of homosexuals with the number of people who are politically active homosexuals.
Right.
The number of homosexuals is maybe 1 to 2%, maybe. But the ones who are politically active is only a fraction of that number.
Right. Exactly. And look what they get accomplished. Why? Because they're the squeakiest wheel at the time in that particular instance.
You know, I have to disagree. I have to disagree with you here, Jimmy. The reason they're successful is because of the complicity of the mass media, which is being run by communists, in my opinion, and the promoting the homosexual agenda is part of the communist agenda. It's not because they're the squeaky wheel. That's not relevant. What's relevant is who makes the decision to get the airtime. That's what's relevant. And those decisions are made by communists who have an agenda to destroy the United States.
Very true. And then it comes back to the question is, where do we get the media that we need? RBN, of course, is one source, but it's a very small source. And that's the hard part, is for us to find the assets that they are enjoying right now.
Well, that's one of the advantages of the alternative media. When I first became politically active in Second Amendment matters in about 1988, 30 years ago, there was a mass media, and then there was what we could do on our own, which was basically organize events, use ink on paper to get information out, use what we called these new telephone systems that were brand new back then, that would make automated phone calls, robocalls, to people that had volunteered to be on the list of people to be telephoned. So we had telephones, we had fax machines, we had letters, we had newsletters, newspaper ads. We got the word out, and we got things done. And that was 30 years ago. Now we've got social media, which is doesn't cost anything, which is a huge advantage, is immediate. And we can reach out to our own people. I know I gave testimony before the Missouri legislature back in 1995, I guess it was, about the Missouri militia. And I figured out very quickly, Jimmy, one of the things they were deathly afraid of was the instant free communication that we were making use of in this brand new thing called the Internet back in 1995. This scared the hell out of them, that we could do these things, that we could communicate instantly and without any charge using this new medium called the Internet. So I'm not too worried, Jimmy, about not having access to mainstream media, because we have workarounds that are very efficient, don't cost anything, and we'll get the job done, sir.
Yep. Now that, well, see, I'm still a bit old school in some areas, and by that, I mean, I don't do Twitter, I don't do this Snap, whatever, and yes, we've got a Facebook page, but it's managed by a friend of ours, because I can figure out more than one way to shut down the entire Internet if I'm not careful. But that's where we've got to get together and work at things and get organized to where those that know what they're doing and can make things happen quickly can get it done. And the rest of us that are a little slow on the uptake on some of that can at least just provide the information.
Well, we can get it done. That's the main thing. We can get it done. While I'm thinking about it, Jimmy, any updates on pending legislation? I know there's been a lot going on. The Hearing Protection Act, for example, and a nationwide reciprocity for concealed carrying. Any updates that you're aware of?
No, it's those are both still sitting there in limbo right now. Congress, I don't think, is going to try to do anything before midterms. It's really is kind of a limbo situation on that, and we've still got to keep hammering on them. I haven't looked at the schedule, the congressional schedule yet, to see when they are actually due back in to do work. I've got to find that out so that we can start hammering them on this and threaten them with midterms if nothing else. But that's the situation on that right now. And it's again, everything else has gone on. McConnell's just let things come up and sit there on the side and do nothing about them. And we're basically stuck is what it is right now.
Well, the national dialogue has gone in an unexpected direction. The main goal of these legislators in Congress, of course, is to get reelected, and they're just at their wits' end as to how to deal with all these matters that are facing them with the national dialogue going the way it's going. So I guess we'll see. If there's going to be primary races and then the general election in November, I guess it depends on the candidate and the district they're running in, and they're going to be attempting. These legislators are going to be attempting to gauge the opinions of the people in their districts that they represent before they do anything publicly, won't they?
Oh yes, sir, and. Another thing on these candidates and everything, ladies and gentlemen, attend these town hall meetings and everything. Attend these and make it, you know, use some of the Democrats' own tools against them. Ask the conservative or the Republican side questions, but also turn around and ask the Democrat that's running some very hard, very poignant questions. Would you support this, blah, blah, blah? And I mean, name it out. And the most important thing is if they give you a non-answer, interrupt them and bring them back to your question. And believe me, the second time that you do that, they're going to start getting really frustrated. And what we can hope right. for is you make them stumble and show their true colors. And once you do that, then you've damaged them. Let them destroy themselves. That's about all I can say on that. And it just keep them on guard. Don't let them know what's coming up. So.
Right. I agree. Absolutely. Well, while we're talking about political activism, I want to encourage people to consider joining at least two gun owners associations, gun rights associations. Obviously, the National Rifle Association needs your support. But the Gun Owners of America, quite frankly, is much better when it comes to lobbying Congress and doing the right thing as far as legislation. And then there's Gun Owners, then there's the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, a small group that really needs your help. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
All right, we are back. Let's hear more back. Here are more here on Monday, the 26th of March, was in Jimmy Gensling. Let's continue, Jimmy.
Well, the new stuff coming up and everything, like we were talking about earlier, we've got primaries coming up on some of them, and the midterm elections and everything, ladies and gentlemen, you have to hit these people up with the real questions. And by that, I mean, don't let them sidestep what you're asking. We all know politicians are really good at that. They will start, it'll sound like they're going to give you an answer to what you ask, and quickly be on some rabbit trail. And we have to keep bringing them back. A couple of years ago, I got to watch a guy here at a local town hall with one of our senators, Heinrich. And I was just enjoying the daylights out of it because Heinrich would start drifting off on some tangent and the guy would interrupt him and, no, sir, no, I ask you about this. Bring it from wherever you're going back to this. And it was hilarious because he wasn't letting Heinrich get off on the easy way. And that's what we have to learn to do, ladies and gentlemen. We have to learn how to keep them on subject and make them answer the questions. And it's even better is if we get them to finally say, I don't know, you know, then you've got them. Then why are you talking about it if you don't know? So it's going to be an interesting time, John.
It will be.
It's going to be an interesting year.
It will be. Well, every member of the House of Representatives is up for re-election this year. And one, I believe it's one-third of the members of the Senate, if I remember correctly. I think we have one-third every 3 years, every 2 years in the U.S. Senate. It's a six-year term. You know, hold their feet to the fire. Absolutely. Make sure that they state publicly what their stance is on legislation that we support and legislation that we're against. And we support the Hearing Protection Act. We support nationwide reciprocity. Is there any other legislation pending at the national level that we need to be supporting, Jimmy, that you're aware of?
There was something out here, and I've got to go over and look at my show prep file. I started a new file a while back in my email account, and I call it show prep so that when stuff comes up that I think, you know, we can talk about or we need to talk about, I put it over there. So during the top of the hour, I'll go over and plug around in that and see if I can find anything. But there was one other one that was brought to my attention last week. And it all has to go back to the school shooting stuff and everything.
Right.
I don't know where it is.
Well, that's okay. I was just looking at a story this morning about... That sort of kind of refreshed my memory, something I've been aware of, about how, well, we've got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to